The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, I'm very excited about this next item because the sale of spice bags trebled last year, and as they continue to gain popularity, we want to know what makes a spice bag great. Our reporter asked the people of Kerry why the Irish are so fond of spice bags as sales surged.
I love them. My two sons absolutely love the spice bags. They would be the number one go-to.
I would be fond of one after a night out or something. No, yeah, wouldn't be going for it every week though, yeah.
What do you think makes the perfect spice bag?
Good mix of proper salt and pepper on the chips anyway. Nice bit of spice. I like a bit of curry sauce on mine as well, but you know, each to their own.
Have you ever tried a spice bag?
I have.
Yeah.
I love them.
What do you love about spice bags?
Well, they were introduced to me when I moved here. I didn't know they were a thing, and then they're just actually phenomenal. I like when they're crispy. I like all the spices.
And where did you move from?
England.
And yeah. You can't get them there?
Not that I know of.
But maybe you'll have to go back now and be a trendsetter.
I just feel like I don't think an English girl can represent Irish spice bags. I think that would be more thievery from the British population, do you know what I mean?
That was our reporter down in Kerry talking about the spice bag. And joining me now is Paul Cadden, founder and managing director of Saba Restaurant Group in Dublin. And he has brought with him spice bags. Paul, I'm first of all, I love spice bags. I absolutely do. But I also love Saba. It's one of the best. Shane can't speak because his mouth is full. It's one of my favourite restaurants in Dublin, and I'm sure it is of many people too, and many people will know it. It's been running for about 20 years. It's absolutely fabulous. But tell us about the spice bag, because it didn't always exist.
No. And it's as you heard there from the Vox Pop, it's like a national treasure now. You know, it's one of those you know, modern Irish takes on a mix of Chinese, Thai, Irish cuisine, and what favorite people. And what makes a good spice bag, you know, flavor is everything, getting the balance of the spicy
and salty. It's kind of sweet and salty.
It is.
I'm actually opening my spice bag that's wrapped in tinfoil here. And Shane, your spice bag, admitted, is half gone.
It's half gone. It's absolutely delicious. And when did you know, when did you kind of go, wow, This is now a phenomenon? Like, was there one point in time a couple of years ago?
Yeah, so 2017, actually, we teamed up with Just Eat, and they came to us and said, "Listen, we want to you to do a spice bag." We're like, "Oh, you know, we're really hesitant about it at the start."
You're like, "We're better than that." Is that what
well,
you were thinking?
Well, no, because I'm fond of spice bags myself. And we said, "Okay, let's do it our way." And so we did a gourmet spice bag, and we went to Electro Picnic. And we did a full moon party at Electro Picnic. We're beside Today FM, actually, in News Talk at the time. The whole vibe of DJs, and it was brilliant. And it's kind of really built up from that. And spice bags are part of nearly everyone's order from us when they get a takeaway in Saba to Go. Yesterday we're all joking, going, you know, what kind of boss loves you that much? We had an order of 75 spice bags yesterday afternoon for a company. And the message was, yeah, we want to treat the team to something nice. So it is growing in popularity all the time. They say Dublin's the epicentre, but I think it's a national treasure at this stage.
I'm having this spice bag with a yellow curry sauce on the side. And it's all, like, people will know the spice bag and all the spices that are in there, but also all the little chopped up red chilies, the slices of onion and peppers. My mouth is actually watering as I was actually very hungry before you arrived.
Yeah, and there's 21, in our recipe, there's 21 different spices. And it's like star anise, ginger, paprika, chili flakes, fennel seeds, cumin seeds, coriander, chili powder, cinnamon, five spice, you know, so it's... It's lots of different spices go in there. Freshly chopped peppers, onions, spring onions, coriander. Yeah, it's and lovely crispy chicken and great chips.
Oh, yeah.
It's also really good value, isn't it?
It is good value, yeah. And we do the Saba meal, the Saba spice bag meal, and it's chips and a drink and the sauce. I think it's about $13.95.
Wow,
yeah,
that is good value.
And that's getting restaurant quality food at takeaway prices. I know I sound like you're PR people, but I am eating this and it is divine. And Saba, I mean, Saba's high end. Asian food, Thai food. I mean, it's very popular, and you do good wine. So it's
yeah, and I suppose that's why we're at every price margin from lunch, you know, express lunch, €18 for main course and a coffee. We do all different price, early bird. But I suppose it's our take on it. It's really good quality ingredients. Really, as we think, the best it can be done. And when you do take an item and do it as well as you can, as you said, restaurant quality food, that's what I think everybody just loves. It loves the Savage Spice Bag.
So is that the secret of the success of the Spice Bag? Because, I mean, it is, as you say, a cultural phenomenon. Why have we taken it to our hearts so much?
Shane, you tell me you're enjoying that Spice Bag.
It's delicious.
And it's comfort food. It's a treat, you know, on a weekend.
Am I right that it originated in Dublin? This is an Irish phenomenon. An Irish twist on
Temple Oak, I think, as legend.
Legend has it. And I think a lot of the old Chinese restaurants would take it as their idea.
The legend goes that it started as something that the staff would cook for themselves after they were finished.
Okay.
And then somebody said, why don't we actually serve this because it's really good?
Well, that's perfect because our staff cook it for themselves as well. So the tradition continues.
You have now arranged to go, don't you, in Dunn's. You've gone in. And so can people go and make their own spice bags using Saba stuff if they go to Dunn's?
Yeah, well, the sauce you have there is the yellow curry sauce. And we collaborated with Dunn's in 2024, 14 different products, simmer sauces, coconut milk, which got coconut milk got a great taste award. We have pastes, and that's growing all the time. And delighted to, we're finally cracked the Mazaman simmer sauce that's been in research and development for the last year, and that'll be launched for Easter in Dunn's. So that's we're delighted with that.
So for people who want the fake away, almost, you know, the spice bag that they produce at home or the yellow curry at home.
Yeah, and we're in Dunn's Cornell's Court today, sampling the sauces, and we're there tomorrow with the food truck if you want to rock by and taste some of the sauces. But yeah, as you said, a fake away. It's quickly easy to do. And for a lot of people, especially around the country who aren't close to a Saba to go, we have six venues. So,
right. I should just, Paul, I should just paint a picture for the listeners of Kira. As she was asking that question about fake away, there was a bit of yellow curry on her sauce on her chin. She was very in a very genteel and ladylike way. She was
well, I don't know about that.
Dabbing it off. Yeah. Is it unique to Ireland? Is there anywhere else where this phenomenon exists?
Well, the phenomenon has been, you know, I was away there in Tenerife last year, and it was, I saw it on a few menus. I saw it in New York. It's in a couple of pubs over there. So it's been, you know, carried abroad.
We're spreading the word.
Like Tato and Guinness and everything else. Who knows? And just, you know, when we look at our dishes, crispy chili chicken, Mazaman curry, pad Thai noodles are still the top three, but coming in our fourth or fifth is the spice bag.
Like the Cheltenham of Asian cuisine.
And coming up on the inside, it's spice bag. Spice bag taking over.
Spice bag.
Is it mainly a younger demographic that goes to the spice bag?
I think it was, but I do think people have a kind of cheeky spice bag between each other. You'd see the orders coming out with a curry and maybe a wok dish, share a rice, and a spice bag on the side.
Okay, we've a few spice bags on the side here.
And actually, can we thank you for that? Because you very kindly, obviously, brought myself and Shane a spice bag because we were going to be discussing it. But you brought food for our whole team who get out late in the evening.
Did you bring security, though?
Yeah,
because you will be mobbed when you walk out of this studio.
You have to fight off News Talk Breakfast and Lunchtime Live and all of that. But look, Paul, thank you. Absolutely divine. And obviously, you're in several locations around the country and now in Dunn's as well. Guys, the spice bag, it's phenomenal.
And just to say, use the code SABASPICE, one word, all weekend until Paddy's night, and 20% off. Okay. Spice bag.
Spice up your weekend.
There you go.
Spice up your life, everybody in the world.
Yeah.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much.
The best item we've done in years.
The Hard Shoulder with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on...
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.